Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We make decisions every day, from the complex to the simple. What to eat for breakfast, how to interact with people, and how best to do our jobs, and even how we choose to spend our time at home. How are these decisions made, and why are some people more strategic with their choices than others? Dr. Alla Karpova from Howard Hughes Research Institute in America has been scratching her head over this very conundrum.
In this study, we investigated the different ways animals, including ourselves, can decide what to do in a complex environment. So normally, we try to decide the best course of action strategically, by making a model of the world based on all the information that's available to us. In other words, our experience. But sometimes it can be better not to use all, or for that matter, any of the information. For instance, when we find ourselves in a novel environment to which our experience doesn't really apply, or when we find ourselves in a competitive situation and don't want our actions to be predictable.
So we use prior experience to help make the right decision. But find yourself in a tough situation, unsure of how best to solve a problem, and it's good to test out a new approach, to act randomly if you like. This will increase your experience base and you can learn from new mistakes, and you might even stumble across a better outcome. Alla studied how this happens in the brains of rats. She placed them in an arena containing two portholes, one of which would contain a sugary treat. The rat was then pitted against a clever computer algorithm and had to predict where the computer was hiding the sugar. If the computer changed its hiding tactic, the rat had to act randomly to test out new sequences of sugar placements and then, hopefully, would eventually figure out the new hiding pattern.
Exactly. Before you can make any prediction, you have to try randomly the different places where it can be. And then, only then, using this information, can you begin to plot your new strategy and be able to predict where the street would be.
And can you change the way that rats behave to enhance strategic decision-making?
Absolutely. We found that we could switch the behavior of our animals from strategic to random by suppressing activity in one particular brain region known as the anterior cingulate cortex, or ACC. And even if we only manipulated one modulatory signal in ACC, norepinephrine, we could switch the behavior between these two modes. To random by increasing norepinephrine, and to strategic by lowering norepinephrine in ACC.
So a little chemical acting in one area of the brain can switch behaviour between explorative random choices to learning from random outcomes and starting to act in a more strategic way. Okay, so this study was done in rats, but does it have any relevance for humans?
We do suspect that the same exact neural mechanisms govern what happens in humans, specifically the way in which we balance exploitation of knowledge that we accumulate through experience and internal modeling with exploration designed to improve our internal model's accuracy. Our findings, we feel, may also shed some light on conditions in which strategic decision-making is impaired, like learned helplessness and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, in which we also know that activity in this region, the anterior cingulate cortex, is abnormal as well.
So the findings may help to explain the impulsive random decision-making personality trait associated with ADHD or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And the results may pave the way to a new treatment for those who have difficulty making decisions when they suffer from depression. That was Dr. Alla Karpova, and that study published in the journal Cell.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch? Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.